Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris Nee covers Florida State like nobody else. He's kind enough to join us. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time on this great Monday evening. And I guess you're in the same boat. You had those three solid weeks. Get this little rest in, and there's going to be a lot of things happening over the next, 10, 12 days.
Yeah, every minute of June that they could have a kid on campus, they had a kid on campus. And I expect kind of the same here in the last week of July and then leading into obviously real football in early August with preseason football starting. So, yep, things ramping back up again.
And Florida State probably, and I mean, I don't know if it's probably, I think that they won the state of Florida offseason at 26 days. Because we have to also count prior to the 26 days, they had all those youth camps, which kind of set the tone. Mm-hmm. And they got all those, in every area, the Panhandle, South Florida, Central Florida. So they had a running start. So once they had that mega camp, everything was just like flowing for them. And they definitely won. They made some tremendous off the field hires that are going to help them. Recently, Kenyatta Watson, who does Georgia and does a lot with the Under Armour, and Sabbath Joseph and Ryan Bartow, a lot of off the field things that they're hoping that add up. Talk about that.
Well, they've done a very good job, in my opinion, of realizing shortcomings of maybe year one in the sense of relationships and addressing those through hires with year two. And yeah, many of those names you just mentioned are guys that have a lot of ties and know a lot of people and kind of know how the recruiting machine works, and it's definitely paying off. There are numerous guys that get up here in June, maybe even multiple times in June, that have direct ties to some of those guys. Ryan Bartow is a guy who's very well liked at Columbus, Georgia Carver, Elijah Pritchett's a really talented offensive lineman there. He's shown up at FSU more than ever before because of the hire of Bartow. I expect that kind of be the same trend with Kenyatta's hire, which just recently happened. But right. Kenyatta is a guy that completely knows how Georgia works and obviously has a great deal of ties to other kids throughout other areas because of the numerous things he did as time and grace and other ties like Under Armour, like you mentioned. So sure. I think it's been really, really smart. I think it shows that Mike Norvell is a guy that's very good at self-evaluation and at addressing needs, and he's very aggressive in doing so.
You make a good point, Chris, because a lot of people, when he first arrived, they say, I don't think he's going to be able to do this or that. And they've been wrong. I mean, he's been everything that they said that he wouldn't be. I mean, he's outgoing. He, wherever he goes, he wants to make sure that he doesn't just shake hands and walk away. He'll get in the conversations. And I watched him, and I told you that when he first got here that night that I first met him in Boca Raton. I said, whoa. This guy isn't what they think he is. I say first of all, he doesn't look anything like a head football coach. So, yeah. You could be walking down the road, a guy could be just some other dude, and that's the thing that makes him appealing because, he's approachable, he's not some guy who's won 90 state, championships or national titles, and he didn't throw for 100 touchdowns when he was in the NFL. So he's just a regular guy who learned a lot from a lot of good people. Talk about that, because I think, everything was about Jimbo Fisher, really. Everything was about Bobby Bowden, really, when you think about it. They were all about them. Everything's not about him, and I like that.
Yeah, and having the chance in June to really watch him up close and personal for, honestly, kind of the first time since his hire here because of the pandemic – he's organized and he's relentless. Those are probably the two best words I could use to describe him beyond some of the descriptions you used about him as a person. He is very approachable. Right. He's very easy to talk to. He's very casual in conversation, but he's also passionate about it. He has an emotional attachment to the job, and I think that comes off to recruits, their parents, the coaches that bring them up, the people they deal with, that this guy, he enjoys it. Like, it is a job, obviously, and it's a well-paying job, but he has a great deal of enjoyment in coaching the game of football, and he clearly wants FSU to improve, and he has a plan of attack to accomplish that. I think when he shares that vision, it comes out as authentic because, well, he feels it. It's not something where it's like a prepackaged quote. It's more him speaking from his heart and his brain and the way he's going to go about doing this. And I think that's why FSU has, you know, top 10 class right now and the best class in the ACC, according to our rankings. And, you know, that's not based off of win and losses on the field. That's based off of what he's selling as a vision of the program. But there has to be an authenticity to that. And I think it comes through when he speaks on it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Chris Nee from Knowles 247 is joining us. And another thing, while you were talking about that, you take a look at what he's done as far as, you know, by those hires. You know, I mean, hell, he's got Randy Shannon, one of the better defensive coordinators, just hanging around. It makes me laugh because when I talk to here's Randy Shannon when he brought the youth thing down to Tropical Park in Miami, and here's Randy handing out flyers. I mean, it just was one of those surreal type of, you know, things that here's a former head coach and one of the great defensive minds, and you know, he's enjoying it. You know, I mean, it's one of those things, and I call it paycheck loyalty. Not that he's making $1 trillion, but whoever you're working for at that time, Chris, are the people that you're, you know, giving the 1,000,000,000% for. And certainly, yeah, he's a hurricane, but at the same time, you know, you look up and down the University of Miami or any of these rosters as far as coaches, and 90% of the coaches never went to that school. So it's just a job. You know, at the end of the day, you get a little passion put into it. And certainly at FSU, it caught fever with these summer camps. Everybody, even in South Florida, and you're talking 460 miles away, that has that seminal type of feel. People who were from, you know, big fans, that all of a sudden they started coming back out of that woodwork. And, you know, it wasn't really that long ago. Within the last 10 years, FSU was a pretty darn good football program.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. 2013-14, best in the country, arguably, throughout those two seasons. Obviously came up short 14, but you know, you look at the last 3 years, and they're obviously down in that time, but it's not like they're far off from who and what they once were. And the roster's got to be overhauled to some degree, but I think it's pretty clear that he's making an effort to do that. I mean, they have roughly 2/3 of the roster is going to be new faces next year, and we've continued to see that trend with how they're recruiting aggressively in 22, 23, even 24 already.
Yeah, and you mentioned the ACC, which is kind of a crapshoot. You got Clemson, obviously. They've still got that winning deal where they're going to get a lot of those top-flight kids. But really, who's in second right now? No, you could say North Carolina, but you know, if they don't find running back replacements and three linemen, they're just going to be another team. So I mean, that's what I'm saying. You have a good. When you're leading the ACC, you know, as far as recruiting, that's a good thing because those are the guys you're going to be playing against every single week. And if you could out recruit them, like Manny Diaz said, he says you got to put three classes together to be to be that, you know, that power that everybody thinks you're going to be. And does FSU have it in them? Does Miami have it in them? You see, this is the one thing that I guess we're going to find out. Before I let you go, let everybody know how they could follow you, website, social media, and such.
The website is Knowles247.com, nice and simple. Same with the Twitter for the website. My personal Twitter, that's mostly just business. I tweet mostly just stuff from the website, is at CNEE247.
Chris, thanks so much as always, man. We'll catch up with you soon because there's going to be a lot of good things that we're going to need to talk about over the next couple of weeks.
All right, Blue, take it easy, buddy.
Good stuff. Chris Nee, as he does, brings it strong. Knowles 247. That's what we do, guys. We get the best. We get right there. We don't have to speculate. You get the guys who cover them every single day. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.